Hello, universe.
And hello, Matt.
Hi,
Good evening. Hi. Here I am in downtown Cotati. Our show is called Live from Ordinary Miracles. I love that name.
And we're going to take you on a journey tonight.
Every day. Oh, that's good. We have as our guest tonight, Journey Harrison. And she is from Gardnerville, Nevada. And she is here visiting me, one of my dearest, dearest friends. So our show is called Live from Ordinary Miracles. Matt and I work with sound. I am Jan Sircone. And my website is all about music for joy and healing. And in fact, that's the name, musicforjoyandhealing.com. Matt and I use sound for intentional healing. Your turn, Matt.
Well, thank you. Well, my website is mattkramer.com. Not quite so poetic.
Easy to find.
mattkramer.com. And if you go to my website, you'll see I'm all over the place. But one of the things you'll see is a banner for emotional healing with voice mapping. And that's a biofeedback process using the frequencies in your voice, which fed back to you unlock historic trauma and stress. Make your life a whole lot easier.
Now, when you say, I ask a new question every week, we go through the same introduction. We both use sound, kind of in tandem. I end up referring a lot of patients to him. Or people, clients, right? Not patients. That's my background in nursing.
I ask that they have patients.
That's good. Now, when you say you feed back the frequencies, I've done this, but what you do is you figure out which resonances and frequencies are held within the body, which have come from their family matrix, which can have labels like conditional love, surrender, anger, different things, right? And you feed them back to me, you are actually, you have a little machine and you broadcast those frequencies back into my body. This is like, yeah, this is like Star Wars, science fiction. Explain how that works.
Well, let me fine-tune that a little bit. Thank you, Jan, for that opening. Actually, I don't figure anything out. You know, the client does all the work. And so it starts with the client does a recording for about 30 seconds, and I ask that that recording be very focused. If you're talking about your mom, don't talk about your fight with your mom. Talk about where your mom went to school, what she likes to wear. And then what happens is then your brain is focusing on a particular area of memory. And there appears to be some relevance to the fact that memory resides in muscle.
Mm-hmm. Long-term memory.
Right.
Right.
And muscle impacts the voice. So when you're thinking about something, it's residing in some set of muscles that then causes your voice to do a certain set of frequencies, including missing frequencies. So the
tension in your body is represented through your voice.
Right, at levels that most people cannot hear.
Subtle.
There is a woman named Shari Edwards who can hear it with her own ears. And what she would do is she would hear the missing frequencies and tone those frequencies back to people in her healing work with them.
Hmm.
And that would help them in terms of their progress.
Little holes in the voice of frequencies.
Right.
Created by trouble with your parents or your grandfathers, you know, those sorts of things.
Or a car accident or divorce or the redheaded kid next door that hit you on the head at the age of 2.
Yeah.
And for some reason you don't like redheaded people.
So you've got to sing that song, right?
Right. But then it's more that, okay, you make the recording, the software records the frequencies, not the words, then there's an assessment of those frequencies. There's a hand cradle that, using galvanic skin response, reads the frequencies, come back into the body. The body kind of organizes them.
Mm.
And then with that organization, which shows to the degree and intensity of the out of balance that's being caused by those memory muscle connections, then those are broadcast back to you, as you were talking about. And it does an opening and a balancing, which helps people, one, to kind of recall with clarity and with insight. They can see why things had happened, and often it's very freeing for them. And also, it's just at the end of a session, they generally feel lighter, clearer, and they also find that they're not reacting to things the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us don't realize repetitive thinking can also be a subconscious mechanism whereby we just automatically assume something and don't think any further about it.
Ah, so you're not living in the moment.
Exactly.
And experiencing and reacting to present-day reality. So I imagine this would also work on past life experiences, which are subconscious.
I have one client who all of her life thought that her father's anger towards her had was towards her, and it was her fault, and she just kind of carried this. And in her session, she saw a vision of her father at the age of 8 in an interaction with his father. And his father was a very brutal guy, and what happened in that incident shaped his life, and she realized in that moment she was never the cause of his anger.
Ah.
And that was incredibly freeing for her.
Yes.
So it's one of hundreds of stories I could
tell. Because children absorb that they, in fact, have caused this reaction in the parent when, in fact, it was already a familial.
See, and then that shows up in people in many ways. There was another client struggling with control issues with her father. And what she got in terms of when the feedback happens, I run it for about 6 minutes, they're meditating, I've left the room. I say, you know, think about your dad and see what rigid beliefs and repetitive thinking have to do with your connection with your dad. And they gain an insight, I come back, and she realized that even though she was an adult professional, she gave her father power because if she didn't, he would have nothing left in his life. He was that old.
Mm-hmm.
And that was freeing for her.
Mm-hmm.
There were two more things. She didn't tell me that she was struggling with a rapid heartbeat problem, mm-hmm. taking medication. And for a year. And then she calls me the next day and says, I woke up today and the rapid heartbeat was gone.
Oh, my. She had broken that connection, muscle memory.
Right. And then she called me a couple weeks later and said, I just realized I'm no longer afraid of money.
Ah.
So there's all kinds of ways.
It's a grid.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways that we kind of absorb and cope, create coping skills in
right.
response to things that are out of our control when we're young.
Because emotions...
Yeah.
The emotions have resonance, an electromagnetic resonance themselves. You can actually make a tuning fork to a specific emotion. This is energy medicine, and in the future, we will be able to use these diagnostic tools, and primarily Matt and I work through the voice. The voice holds the entire signature and print of your health. My program is called the Voice Bio. And so mine is like the beginning point of diagnosing. My background's in nursing, and I'm able to take a person, run them through three different questions. Each question generates a different energy field in your body, a different neuroendocrine response. For instance, you're thinking of your boyfriend, one energy field. You're thinking of your mother-in-law, another energy field. You're thinking about your job. So we take a composite of three different questions, and I am able to take those, plot them on the grid as to the musicality, the frequencies within your voice, which represent the organs, the nervous system, your lungs, everything within your living matrix of your body. It's like taking all of that music, plotting it on a grid, a musical grid, delineating the hertz into musical notes. Then I correlate that to a health chart. If you are low in the note of C, most likely you have low thyroid. If you have low note of B, your large intestine is under-energized. There are many correlations, high ANA sharp, high blood pressure. I can even see things before they become clinical. Sometimes I go to health clubs and I run people and they don't get it. They say, oh, this is wild, crazy energy medicine. But when I actually see their body and I say, it appears that you are having difficulty handling the sugar in your body, the FNF sharp, they say, how'd you know? I have an appointment from my doctor. They just called and said it was a little high. So I look forward to these technologies being placed readily available for people so they can monitor and manage their own health before they even get sick. This is the beauty of sound healing, and I was so excited to be a part of the World Sound Healing Conference 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles. Some of the leaders, innovators, researchers were there, the developers of many of these new innovative programs, which is going to take medicine out of the allopathic treatment, more into the preventative, right back into the consumer's own empowerment. And it's exciting.
I'm speechless.
Well, it is our voice we're talking about. Well, let's introduce... Nope, we have to say. The worst and best thing we have to do is ritual, okay? It's ritual. We have to say the worst and best thing that happened to us today. Well, You know that little Comcast truck that comes around that monitors your telephone and your internet? I have a renter on my property, and they moved out, a lovely couple. And the Comcast truck came in and cut out my internet and cut out the phone right along with theirs. So it was kind of an imposed silence today. And since I work with sound all the time, in a certain sense, I think it was needed. It gave my nervous system a rest. But that was the worst thing that happened today. The best thing that happened today is my redheaded friend drove up with a big smile from Gardnerville, Nevada, Journey Harrison, who previously was here in Sonoma County, and we've done a lot of sound work together. She's been my mentor in sound healing. She does theta work. She uses her voice and instruments in a shamanic, therapeutic manner, intuitively. She does healing group work with women and men up in Gardnerville using a variety of modalities and invoking the higher divine energies as well. So after Matt shares with us his worst and best today, if he has anything, we'll bring Journey in.
Well, in resonance with your Comcast experience, the worst thing for me right now is my internet's down right here in the store. So we're not able to go online and, you know, do research on people that we're talking with because it's a fun thing I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Journey, whatever web history you've got, I can't bring it up and expose you tonight.
We have Journey right here. Welcome, Journey.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to our show again. You're our guest
about
2 months ago around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the best thing I think actually will be tomorrow. My wife and I are going to spend Valentine's Day on an all-day photo expedition in West Sonoma County. And the weather's been just gorgeous.
Now, describe, what is that about, photo exposition? You're getting your picture taken
expedition.
As lovers? Or?
No, we're photographers.
Okay, that's there for photographing
going on an
you.
Expedition.
To look at people's artwork, other people's, you're going to be taking pictures? Or?
Jan, you live in Sonoma County. You live in one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
Photographic expedition.
Yes.
I gotcha. All right, wonderful.
Good.
Back
well, to
you, Journey,
Jeff.
Here we are. Hi, Journey. No, Journey, listen. To bring you on, I want to introduce to our listeners tonight a beautiful, Journey and I, we're in a sound collective, which we began about a year and a half ago to bring sacred sound to everyday, we call them third dimensional groups, business groups, societies. We've done for hospital fundraisers. And so we brought some instruments tonight, and we're going to do some work right over the phone, some healing transmissions tonight. It's going to be wonderful. Journey has some great ideas. But before I'm going to play this beautiful gong, one of the instruments that we use a lot, an anthroposophically inspired gong from Germany. So I'll put this right up here next to the microphone, and just take a deep breath. Sometimes it's easier to actually experience something when we talk about sound and its profound effect. Just as you were listening to that gong, you had changes within your brain waves, an entrainment, your beta waves dropped, your breathing changed. And tonight, Journey and I talked earlier that we wanted to talk about actually sound effect on the DNA, actually the cellular effect of sound as related to the magnetic changes coming into the earth right now, the changes in our DNA, which are not just biological ramifications, but the actual harmonic sound configurations radiated from our DNA are changing at this time with the acceleration of the energies coming in.
Before you go on, I want you to take the gong and hold it up at arm's length and then hit it just once.
All right. Okay, here we go. This bothered.
Arm's length away from the
microphone. This is the note of C, and it is your root chakra. It is close to the earth resonance, and it is calming, and it builds your thyroid, the immune system.
Yeah, there's not so much distortion. There was some distortion when you held it
okay.
close. And that'll mess with your DNA as well.
Well, sometimes a little dissonance. It's in the dissonance that the actual healing and activity, it's the phase shifting. Sometimes when things aren't beautiful, your brain has to take the two polarities of the two different notes. There's a phase shift, and it's a release in tension where the healing occurs. So perhaps we had some healing crisis out there by the distortion.
Jimi Hendrix was a healer, okay?
Absolutely. And we should let Journey talk. Journey, welcome. Let's talk about DNA. We're putting you to sleep here. It's the Matt and Jan show of cornball. Journey, what's your take on all this DNA? Every day there's an alert on the internet about DNA changes.
The DNA is it's our connection to heaven. It's our connection to the divine. And what is happening is the DNA is the so-called junk DNA is being connected up. So that we are going into becoming the divine human. And our voice has a lot to do with the development of our DNA, with the nurturing of our DNA. There's been studies done, which probably many have heard about, but Bruce Lipton talks a lot about and has been studying the biology of belief and how our emotions nurture our cells, our protein, our DNA. The DNA is sleeved with protein. And so when there's a stimulus that attaches onto the protein, if it's a something that is nurturing, it causes, from what I'm understanding, it causes a different configuration. Whereas if it's a stimulus that causes, it's through fear, then there's a shrinking. So if you have a nurturing stimulus, your DNA is going to relax.
Expand,
yes, lengthen.
Beautiful.
So what we're finding and what I'm hearing is that when we use our voices to tone, like toning the words of the names of God or the divine, those have an effect of stimulating the DNA. They're like snippets in your cells. They start forming a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And that pattern goes into the six-pointed star, which is the cosmic Christ.
The sacred geometry
mm-hmm.
is formed there that's more coherent.
Right.
Than the unsounded DNA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's our healing is in our voice.
To activate
mm-hmm.
these DNA changes of, it's like a balance. When things are in the sacred geometry, the ratios, right, which also correlate to sound, the ratios of the intervals are the same as sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm. Well, music is mathematical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's all numbers.
Yeah, and it's so exciting to know that our healing and our growth and our connection to the divine is very much a part is what our voice does. And so what I like, that's where I have my service, I guess, bringing people in groups mostly and helping them to open up their throats and to start using their voices in a way that stimulates their cells,
mm-hmm.
To stimulate that Christ consciousness. It's a fifth-dimensional kind of thing, and that's where
mm-hmm.
our planet is going.
Mm-hmm. I have this beautiful little quote here from Master Hilarion. Your voice is a creative tool as much as your imagination is. It is a time of recognizing beyond just the intellect how powerful one's voice is, how communication and expression of one's truth in a loving and wise way gets that little sacred geometry spinning in our DNA,
yeah.
automatically open doors to a greater sense of freedom. That's the expansion. Master Hilarion will reveal to you your manifestation abilities lying within your voice. Goddess Ishtar will show you the power that lies within freedom, the freedom that comes to you as a result of making the choice to break away with constraints. So this is amazing. It just seems like all the women I'm meeting with my voice work, and as we compare notes, women in particular are saying, I want to sound my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been quiet too long. I've been swallowing my voice. And it's just not a matter of singing. It is a sounding and opening up their channels within their body, allowing their passions and their truth to come out, getting this DNA spinning, and beyond that, raises their frequencies, so then they have new spiritual awakenings. It seems very, very all connected.
It just kind of gave me a bit of a flash. You know, whenever I go to a folk festival, let's say, or jazz festival or blues, particularly folk festival, because a lot of people are bringing their own instruments and there's a lot of getting together and playing. And there's a lot of sharing of music and there's a lot of resonance. And I think the general mood of that population is very warm, very connected.
Mm-hmm.
And
sharing resonances, you know, about life experiences and singing. In fact, you can judge a society's connectiveness by how much they sing together. When people sing together, crime drops.
I was once hiking in northern India. I was hiking along the Ganges for about 60 miles. There are little villages there, and there's no electricity up in the foothills of the Himalayas there. And there's no TV, there's no radio. Everybody sings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one moment where I lived with a group of people being honored by one of these villages, and as they were sending us off, having a ceremonial breakfast, and there's like maybe 100 folks from the village, the elders sitting around in the square. Like this 10-year-old girl walks into the middle of the square and just, you know, opens her mouth, throws her head back, and just gorgeous, unselfconscious singing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know,
so
magical.
It's a parameter of the health of the community, actually, to the extent that people feel free to sound their voice. Here in America, we not only put on a digitalized, recorded, but then we judge that which comes out of our body compared to this unnaturally produced recording.
It's also been compromised by media, so that I feel that we have here in the West is the economy of discontent.
Mm-hmm.
We're bombarded with media that says we're not good enough unless we buy something material.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very unhealthy slanting there.
So we're made to feel inadequate with our voices. And Journey and I are correcting all that. One of the first things we do in our classes is to say it's not singing, it's sounding.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing this sounds to come through and to accept them for whatever they are, because that's your body sounding. And your body is beautiful. And what needs to come out is natural. And the world also needs to receive that. They need to receive your frequencies. So I have a little bit more here, written material, about how this sound is altering us at our deepest level. Deep within you, the sound, which is also a form of light, sound, light, and color, all just different parts of the spectrum, is daily altering your RNA, DNA, ribonucleic acid. Also, the micro-sized mini tubules that comprise your nervous system are developing new receptors. These, when combined with the reworking and activation of your minor chakras, are quickly forming the foundation for your great shift into full consciousness. Spiritual awakening. That's what we're all after. That's what this, I believe, alternative radio is about. It allows us to become empowered, to take our own right, to have our own knowledge and awakenings direct from Creator, away from the mass consciousness. Furthermore, your brain is starting to develop the beginnings of a multi-dimensional scalar antenna. And I keep going back to that antenna idea. I believe within our bodies and our nervous system, when we get these activations through acceleration, that we actually can have information and more connection to the veils, beyond the veils, to our higher selves, to other people, mental telepathy. In the future, I see that this internet that we've laid out with electrical lines will be interconnectedness within humans themselves, because we are living energy, electrical magnetic systems.
Yeah, I think that the internet is showing us what is going to be the future. We probably won't have internets. We will be communicating telepathically. I mean, it's happening a lot now. I can say something, and a person was just going to say that, or they're doing something, and I'm talking to them on the phone and saying,
You're connected. You're on the same dial. You've dialed into the frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, one time I was meditating, and this big male energy came in, and I said, "Who is this? Boy, it feels like toast." Energy was yes. And by the time I'd finished the download, I said, "How can I find you again?" And he said, "Well, it's not something in the human conversational realm. So in your mind, you dial into 3, almost like a clock." And again, it was numbers, space, and time. He said, "Dial your brain and see a 3 on the clock, and I will come in." So in the future, I'll say, I'll just, instead of calling you in Gardnerville, I'll just say, 12 midnight. "Journey, I'm calling you." And she'll say, "Hello, it's a bit late." but that's it. We have to learn to stop the chatter. Right now, actually, I can measure emotional and electromagnetic configurations of overload on people's bodies through my voice biodiagnostic tool, through the voice. We have to learn to shut out the overwhelming sound stimulus, and in the future we'll be able to just zero in on sounds that are healing.
Well, you're going to sabotage the whole foundation of the American economy.
Well, it's sabotaging itself, as I understand.
Well, there's
it
that.
It's collapsing as we speak. It is doing itself in, and they don't need me.
Yeah.
I'm working on the new paradigm. In fact, I believe that sound people are right at the forefront of creating the new paradigm. Not just to assist people through their own personal healing, but then planetary healing. The Earth herself is laid out with grids of frequencies that when we go and we do the sacred sound work, we are creating the new paradigm. And that's another whole show. Right, Journey?
Mm-hmm.
But we each have our place within that grid, Journey's smiling. Now, Journey brought some beautiful exercises for us tonight. So we thought that we would go through some of these beautiful singing, toning exercises. And, Journey, what did you have in mind?
Well, what I wanted to offer was using the one-word mantras and keeping in mind that when we tone these one-word mantras, like Om, like Ah, like Hugh, that those are working with our DNA and ourselves. So I'd like to have all of us do that, and people at home. And especially because Ah is a heart-opening mantra, which encourages compassion. And Hugh is a name for our God, source of all that is. And it's we can sing a love song to source. And Om is the sound of the beginning of creation. So what I'd like to do is just start with the Om, and we can do that 3 times, and just putting our intent into it, and just letting that, just let it come out. And a way to start is by taking a deep breath, deep belly breath, and one more. And we'll do three ohms. Body, and how does it feel after doing that? So the next one that we'll do is the ah. And so sitting up straight, kind of tipping the chin up a bit so that you expose your throat, kind of drop the shoulders and back, expose the heart and the chest. And again, let's take a deep breath, and on the exhalation, bring that breath up and out through your heart. So we're going to prepare the heart in advance with the breath. So let's just take a couple of those breaths. So inhale, and then exhale through the heart. Inhale. So this first ah, the three ahs, we will sing to ourselves, sing compassionately to ourselves. Sending compassion to our loved one. You have a hard time being around.
Cool.
That's your choice.
Journey. Tricky. Well, Valentine's Day.
Okay. Quality.
Too much difference. I started coughing.
Excuse me. Yeah, so like singing to yourself at the beginning, the compassion, I've choked up on that before. To the loved one.
That's the easy one.
Very easy. And then to the person who you have a hard time being around, it has, again, a different quality.
Mm-hmm.
So this last one now is Hue. It's H-U, and it's pronounced H-U-E, Hue. And it's a name for the divine, beloved, source of all that is, God. So let's do three of these hues as a love song to the beloved, pouring your heart into it. You.
Fundamental tone, and the way you move your mouth, it's almost like a sacred mudra, that it allows the little ratios, the numerical equivalents of that fundamental tone to sound. So it's like all the rainbow is sounding through that fundamental, and I thought, since I'm singing to the beloved,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't I want to have the full rainbow? It's very balancing to my DNA as well.
Yeah.
When we sing from that space of gratefulness and love, it lifts everything up.
Well, you two are very good at that.
Well?
Sounded like when I was singing, it was like I was trying to start out of tune.
It was
sounding beautiful to me.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I always want to encourage is it doesn't matter how you sound, and it's really important to step out of judgment and about yourself and
mm-hmm.
about others.
You have to let go.
Yeah. I'd like to do just one more, okay? And what I want to do is combine all three. And
Om. Name again.
Om. Ah, you. Om. Ah, you.
Okay.
And what I would like is that we focus our total intent on our DNA.
Oh, boy, that's great.
And light it up. And just cause a light.
Energy follows intention, so
yeah.
That's right where the energy will go then. Right, Matt?
Yes.
You're great. You're great. You're a guy, our grounded guy.
Okay, so we'll do three of these.
Let's just play a gong first. Let's get a little bit of a beautiful...
Okay.
Sound in here. All right, we've got a beautiful sea Tibetan bowl.
Om.
now, in just a moment, I'd like Journey and I to do what we call singing a prayer through the Divine Mother. So, but before that, Matt, I brought this poem, which you so graciously read with me before, even though it is in the feminine. You're just so wonderful. I know your wife listens to this show, and she loves you too so much. Treya. Hi, Treya. This is a beautiful poem which helps us to remember to let go of our voice, that which holds our voice. And really, it's letting go within our beingness and our body that allows the voice to be released. This is a poem called She Let Go. It's by Reverend Sapphire Rose from the Agape International Spiritual Center down in the L.A. area.
I've been there.
You have?
Very nice church.
You like it?
Yeah.
Great. So we'll just take turns reading paragraphs. If you want, you can say he let go. That's only fair. You switch to he in it all your paragraphs.
If I want
to. This is equal will. It's your will. I will be done, Matt. She let go. Without a thought or a word, she let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons. Wholly and completely, without hesitation or worry, she just let go.
She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She didn't search the scriptures. She just let go. She let go of all the memories that held her back. She let go of all the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of the planning and all the calculations about how to do it just right.
He didn't promise to let go. He didn't journal about it. He didn't write the projected date in his day timer. He made no public announcement, and he put no ad in the paper. He didn't check the weather report or read his daily horoscope. He just let go. I should say we.
We didn't analyze whether we should let go. We didn't call our friends to discuss the matter. We didn't utter one word. They just let go.
No one was around when it happened. There was no applause or congratulations. No one thanked or praised them. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, they just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was just what it was, and it is just that.
In the space of letting go, she let it all be. A small smile came over her face. A light breeze blew through her, and the sun and the moon shone forevermore.
Oh.
I'd like for everyone to imagine themselves in a beautiful pyramid, a four-sided pyramid, pointing up to the sky, a similar pyramid pointing down to the earth, connecting us to Earth's mother grid. Let the feminine energies pulse up through your body, through your feet, into your legs, up, paying particular attention to your heart. Let the mother nurturing energies pulse through your heart and feel the expansion. Feel the cellular relaxation so deeply. As this energy flushes, as the waters, the purifying waters of Mother Earth through your body, up and out through your crown chakra to the furthest place of the universe, I'll have Journey bring the Divine Father energies down through the body.
So opening your crown and seeing a stream of white light coming down from the great central sun, our Father, coming down through your crown, down through the central channel, down through your root chakra, down into Mother Earth, mingling with the ruby red energy of Mother Earth and coming back up into your body, embracing every cell, holding you in the embrace of your true Mother Father. Feel the love, the true unconditional love in every cell of your body, and know that that's always with you and that you can always call that up and be in that embrace to feel the safety and the love and the nurturing that you've always, always wanted. It's always with you. Always.
Feel the energies in your body and know this is your natural beingness. Seal this expansion in those wiggly little squiggly DNAs deep in your body, which are harmonics, which are colors. They are frequencies. They are rainbows. They are multifaceted, crystalline, sparkling rainbows actually reflecting the cosmos. The frequencies of the cosmos are within your body. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And feel this balancing peacefulness in your sensory system, in your emotions, and in your physicality. This is yours. This is yours to seal in and to access at any time and space, to create this pyramid of relaxation and bliss. It is a buffer from the outside world. This is your rightful, balanced place of beingness. Take one more breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Go ahead and play the gong once again to come back. And here we are on BBSRadio.com with Matt Kramer and Jan Sircone with our guest tonight, Journey Harrison.
I have something to share. Another thing, I was just told that, you know, our pineal gland up in the
deep in the
center
brain.
Of our brain. That, and this is what a doctor told me, that in dissecting that, it has rods and cones. It's just like an eyeball with no eyelid, and it's facing upwards towards the great central sun, receiving the light from the great central sun.
The antenna focal point, probably.
Uh-huh.
And being an eye, that's where we get our vision, inner vision.
Our inner vision.
Our third eye.
Mm-hmm. Sight. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, we hope that perhaps some people have their third eye envisioning opening tonight. Now, speaking of visioning, I have a couple of announcements of future things. Number one, a fabulous, unbelievable trip to Egypt with sound healers Paul Hubbert, Maestro of the Universe, and Randy Masters, Artist in Residence, that's his name, yes. I wonder
well, Artist in Residence.
Partner, Randy Masters, okay, my favorite guest on our show. You can contact Paul. This fabulous trip begins Saturday, April 26th. It is just about full. It ends on Friday, May 9th. That's with an extra trip to Mount Sinai. I'll be on the trip. We'll be toning. We'll be invoking. We will be going interdimensional. Call Paul at 512-891-7887. Also, you can check my website out, musicforjoyandhealing.com. I have a newsletter. You can sign up for that. We're having a wonderful feminine mystery workshop on March 8th and 9th. And you go on my website, musicforjoyandhealing.com, and email me, and you can sign up for the workshop with Randy and I, March 8th and 9th. Matt, your turn. You have 20 seconds.
Well, next Wednesday night here on Live from Ordinary Miracles, I'm wonderful guest Penny Nichols, and Penny is one of those secret American treasures. One thing I'll say is back in the late 60s when she was on recording for major record labels, George Harrison invited her to record with him. And there's an interesting story there that she may or may not tell next week. She also runs Summer Songs, which is a songwriting camp that happens in the East Coast and on the West Coast. And even if you don't think you can write anything, if you experience Penny's songwriting camp for a week or two, you'll be vastly inspired and sonically resonated.
Hey, I like your wording, Matt.
Yeah.
Boy, he's really right with this.
Anyway, wonderful singer, writer, performer, and guest that I have next week on our show.
Great. Well, thank you, Matt, and thank you, Journey.
Thank you.
Wonderful having you here tonight.
Fun.
Let's go have some hot chocolate. Yay!
And thank you, Seth. Roll tape.
Let your life be an ordinary miracle. Let every moment be a miracle. Make it be an ordinary occurrence.
Mm. Oh, it is.
Yeah. And happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. Good night.
Night, y'all.
Good night. Thank you.